Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa.
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hey everybody, welcome. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. First of all, thank you to everyone that's been listening and watching these interviews this past year, past few months. Been having a blast doing these. I hope you're enjoying them. We've had some, you know, look back, we've had some really good interviews with like Chris Wiles, David Anu'u, Joe Taffei, Gary Gold, and a bunch of others. But go back, do me a favor, watch them, like them, subscribe, comment, love it all. Anyway, today, to kick off 2021, I have USA Women's Eagle, extra Chiefs player, Janine Duncan. Now, this is another one of those quick interviews, about 10 minutes long. I want to do more of these this year. I want to touch base with players to talk about current stuff and also do more feature work as well. So later on in the season, I'm definitely going to touch base with Janine again and talk more about her history, you know, growing up in rugby or soccer and then, you know, her route to where she is now. But for today, I'll touch base with her. We'll talk about a recent injury. This injury is a hamstring injury that's keeping her out the rest of the season and has required surgery. So we talk about that, and we also talk about her experience with the Exeter Chiefs so far, you know, playing for Susie Appleby, their head coach, and also what's next for Janine. You know, will she go back to Exeter if offered? And maybe when we also touch base a little bit about USA Women's Rugby and the upcoming World Cup. So, again, real quick, that's a good little interview with Janine. I was glad, really happy to touch base with her, and I think you'll enjoy it. All right, Janine, well, first of all, the biggest news, obviously, is your recent injury. And injuries hasn't been new to you this year. You had some stuff early on, and now this one is kind of a deal breaker for you. Tell me what happened.
So, pretty much, I actually was injured this way the first time. So, at the beginning of the season against Gloucester, I was caught over a ruck, and I got hit a weird way, and I felt a popping sensation, and I got up and kind of ran on it, and I was like, know that this doesn't really feel right. And of course, going into that week, I was screened and they were like, you know, we're going to keep you off feet for a little bit and just rehab you back, because I screened as it just was like just a strain, so I had no bruising or anything like that. And then I made it back to Wasps. I think the game was, I don't remember the date, end of November, I think, and it was feeling a little tight, so I knew that was coming off of previous injury, you know, not really knowing exactly what it was. But I played, and, you know, it did feel a little off during the game, and I was tackled from behind, and something just went. And I knew something was wrong when that happened. So I went in that next week, I went in for an MRI. And, yeah, that's when they gave me the news. And come to find out, it was a complete tear of one of my tendons in my hamstring. So it had torn off the bone completely, yeah, and it retracted 2 centimeters. And they strongly believe that I did it the first time. So I kind of just been hanging on to this injury since the beginning of the season. So,
it's not a common thing, but another player I talked to a couple of months ago, he had something similar, but it was completely torn off, and he tried playing through it, and he says it was the worst thing he's ever gone through, you know, as far as pain for him.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't really feel it at first. Of course, it felt tight, but then once I started to sprint, like, at high speeds or do anything powerful, it kind of just didn't work, or it felt really uncomfortable or really painful, especially the next day after I would use, like, sprint in practice. Like, the next day, I felt really sore and uncomfortable. So, and I just thought it was part of, you know, coming back from injury, because I've never really been injured more than a couple weeks at a time. I've had a couple of concussions and sprains and aches and bruises, but nothing ever like that. So I didn't really know what I was dealing with.
Yeah. So what's the prognosis? So how long, obviously your season's done, you said. So, you know, how long is your recovery from this?
So anywhere from 3 to 4 months, hopefully closer to the 3 month end. So I'm hoping to get back on some sort of pitch in April, and fully back.
Now, are you returning to the States soon?
I'm hoping to stay here for the full rehab process, just because I still want to be part of the team and a part of the team culture. I'm really enjoying it out here, even though I'm not necessarily playing at the moment. So I'm hoping to stay here just for a little bit longer during that time.
So speaking of the team and the team culture, I mean, what's the experience been like so far up to, you know, you're not talking about your injury, but just your overall experience with the team?
Honestly, it's been great. The culture here has been amazing. All the girls have been, you know, really just, especially with everybody coming in, just like with open arms. And I've learned a lot, and it's just been a really wonderful experience.
What were your expectations coming in?
I was a bit nervous just because, you know, I didn't really know many people on the team besides Gabby and Kate coming in. You know, and I just didn't know what they would think of us, especially like being from a different country coming in. And but yeah, my expectations were definitely much different, you know, just because you don't know what to expect type of thing.
Are there some good comparisons, say, from the extra camp to, say, Seattle's camp?
I think just like the expectation or the playing level is a bit higher here. The rugby IQ is definitely higher. There's more girls that have been playing for longer. So I think that's been a good change for me.
Right. Have you been 24/7 rugby, or are you working as well?
So I've just been training full time here. I'm good. Fortunate enough to not have to be working a job. So, yep, full time rugby.
Oh, that's awesome. I know, talking to Kristen Summer, she's not only playing, but she's also still holding down her West Coast gig, it seems like.
Yeah, her and Kate both work a full time job and are full time rugby players. So hats off to them for doing that.
Oh yeah, it takes effort, man.
It does.
Yeah. So still in Exeter. What's it been like playing for Susie?
It's been really great. You know, she's definitely a coach that has taught me a lot, and it's a different coaching style, honestly. But I've enjoyed it. She's right on like what she wants, and she doesn't really sugarcoat anything, and I like that in a coach. So it's been a really good experience.
And she spoke highly of you three in the press as well. So I mean, that's gotta feel good.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does, coming from her. So meeting her expectations is definitely something that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward, Janine, obviously 3 to 4 months you have, and you're still going to be over there, which is great. You have a one-year deal with them. If the opportunity were to come up for next year, would you take it? Would you stay?
I would stay, I think. Absolutely. Just because, you know, it's unfortunate that I'm not playing, but beside rugby, the culture of the team is really, really good. And I appreciate that. You know, I feel like we've developed a culture that a lot of teams don't have over here. And that's something that I still want to be a part of. And honestly, Exeter is beautiful. Like what I've been able to see, besides, you know, all the lockdowns and stuff, it's absolutely gorgeous out here. I wouldn't mind coming back.
Well, and you have to, might be a little while to get around and see more Exeter, it seems like.
Yeah, it is a bit cold right now too, so going outside is like not really ideal, but when the sun's out and we're close enough to the beach, it's really pretty. And there's a lot of cool things to see down here.
I've been waiting for this match between Harlequin and Exeter. And you've gone and blown it. There's supposed to be four Eagles in that field.
No, oh God, I was so excited for that, especially everybody back home in Seattle. They were like, I hope it's streamed, you know, and everything. And
yeah,
so that's unfortunate, but
yeah,
it should be a good game.
Well, either way, I'm still looking forward to watching it, but I will definitely miss it out there. So looking forward to still a little more. Obviously we've had a little USA news. I mean, women did play a bit. What's your sense of the future for USA women coming up? Or do you think, I mean, no one really knows with COVID, but do you think there's more plans coming up that maybe you'll be involved in as well?
You know, I'm not really sure because of COVID, but I'm hoping towards the end of our season here that we'll have some camps and get-togethers, especially before World Cup. So hopefully, you know, we can lower the cases in the US and everything starts to open back up. Because it's I feel like it's a big year for us, especially it being World Cup year. I think we have a lot of opportunities and a lot of good things ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Janine, that's it. Like I said, nice, quick. I really appreciate your time, and you were right on the answers. I'm like, all right, great. But I'm sorry to hear about the injury. Obviously, not the season, not the way you wanted to have your season end. No. But thank you again, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.